The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The final word. The final word.
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Yes. And you know why? Because you know fine entertainment and you know fine information. You know why? Because you know how to support.
You do.
Okay?
You really do.
This, let me tell you something. We have the best listeners.
Absolutely.
Of all the listeners in the land. All right?
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for sharing this podcast, for liking and subscribing when you can, because that allows us to get more advertisers and get more support for this podcast. And you know another way that you can support this podcast?
No, Frances. What other ways?
You can become a Patreon supporter. And let me tell you, our Patreon supporters are really, I'm telling you, like the engine that is helping this Black-owned, woman-owned business get further and further and further. And we are growing, everybody. We are growing by leaps and bounds.
I cannot thank you enough. You are the reason that we can do anything we do. If you're considering being a Patreon member, let me heartily tell you, you should. Because you get our gratitude in the form of the most amazing gift ever, which is laughter. 3 micro idiots or secret stash idiots or mini molecule idiots. I don't know what other names we've come up for them. But they're on video. You get to see us reacting. And
they
let me tell you something. You may think, well, how much of a difference does video make? It's amazing.
It's a big difference. And speaking of video, did you know that you can get a personalized video from Frangela? All you got to do is go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and we can send you a happy birthday video, happy anniversary. We can pump you up. Do you need a pep talk? We can do that too.
That's right. And you can also send one to someone as a gift. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's coming up.
That's right. And speaking of what are you waiting for? Hey, why don't you come out and see us save the world, okay? It's the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Our next stop is Philadelphia. Come on out and get these tickets, y'all.
Do it now. You're going to not be disappointed. And when you get your VIP tickets, those are separate from the show tickets. So just go to sexyliberal.com to get all of your ticket needs met.
That's right. And always join us for the third hour every Friday of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela.
Please do it. It's the blackest hour in entertainment, really.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So let me just lift the veil for a moment in terms of our process.
Please do.
Every Thursday morning, you know, well, we communicate all the time, but we communicate about what we want in the running order. Right? So Angela will send me articles. I'll put them in the running order or this, that, and the other. We'll talk about this, that, and the other that's important to us. So she sent me first thing this morning was an article that said, here, let me pull it exactly because I put this title in exactly into the computer when I was putting the running order together.
So I texted her a link,
and
to
it
an article
says,
that I want to talk about today.
Title of it is Police Ordered a Dog to Attack an Unarmed Black Man in Front of His 9-Year-Old. So I put that into the link and put that into our RO. Then what happened to Angela?
Right. Then I go look at it. I go look at the RO because Frances always, she puts articles for the topics a lot. So we were working off of some of the same information. And I start reading it and I'm like, this isn't the one I sent her. The one I sent her was from Texas. This is from Ohio. Because it's two. They're both unarmed black men who were pulled over for traffic violations and had dogs sicked on them for no discernible reason. And
in the last 8 or 9 months.
And that alone
in this country.
That we can't specifically find one case. And then if you do put in there unarmed black man mauled by police dog, more will come up.
Yes. And we're not talking about, here's the thing. That's not about overtime. We're talking about right now. We're talking about black men being hunted down and attacked with dogs like Angela, what year did they want to bring that law back from?
1864, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've watched them do that since then many times, the police. Here's the thing. So the one I sent Francis originally was Derek Dunlap, 54. He was pulled over by the Denison police last year. And his son was with him. Now, the reason he was pulled over, ostensibly what they put in their report, the police officer, was that he was pulled over because the light on his license plate was too dim. Not that it was out. Not that it wasn't there, but it was too dim.
Right. For them.
So he pulls this man for them. He pulls this man over and the man gets out. He has his hands up. He's not running anywhere. And the officer sicks his dog on him. Tells the dog to bite him. And the son is crying in the background saying, please don't kill my dad. And the officer's reaction is this. I'm not going to kill him. Stay over there. That's his reaction. Then he goes over and handcuffs him while the dog is still biting him.
Yep.
For a dim light. The one that Francis sent.
This one.
Is Jadarius Rose.
Yep. He
got pulled over.
And literally, you can hear on the tape, other state troopers saying, don't sick the dogs on him. And what happens? They sick the dogs on him.
Yeah, they're screaming because he has his hands up.
Yes.
Okay, and in fact, what it sounds like happened in this case is somebody was trying to pull Jarius over. He was concerned, so he called 911.
Yep.
So he's on the phone. So when he gets out of the truck, he's telling them, I'm on the phone with 911. And he's got his hands up. And they literally, another trooper says, the dog on him while his hands are up. Mind you, while his hands are up. Now, what he's saying is, I'm not going to take away your dog's sicking, proclivities. Just wait till his hands are down.
Yeah.
And all this footage is their cameras, or police camera footage, because they have no fear of even that footage meaning anything. In both of these cases, there's no word on whether or not anybody's been reprimanded, nor whether or not anybody's done anything. And they refuse to talk to the reporters and tell them what's been going on.
Yep. This is justice in America. And I'm going to tell you, Democrats, if you want to ask why people are not excited about voting, get into this. Let people know that there is representation out here. That, you know, every one of these people, this is what makes me so upset. Then I got to go see, and thank God for Mr. Crum. I don't know how many lawyers are in his office. Mm-hmm. But then I got to watch, Attorney Crum come to everybody's aid in terms of this stuff. And not the government, and not the Department of Justice.
We're going to talk about this later in Resist, but last year, 2023, was the most violent, the deadliest year in terms of police officers killing civilians to date since, I think it was like 2000, early 2000s. Do you know that there were only 14 days last year where police didn't kill someone? There were only 14 days where the police officers did not shoot someone and kill them.
And let me tell you something. We have given these people the enforcement and the ability to do so since slavery.
Because I tell you what, you haven't heard. You haven't heard an investigation for each of those, you know, days of the year. You haven't heard any of that because there hasn't been. And this is the Denison, the article about the man from Texas. They say it's a very small town and nobody turns them in for the stuff because they get targeted and they can't because they're intimidated out of doing it. And I'm going to tell you, to have to watch Donald Trump sit up in a court and defy a gag order that would put anybody else in jail and get the ability to use a bond company that doesn't meet the legal requirements for a bond company. It is always ridiculous. But I look at this and I'm like, you know, I don't want to ever hear that Black people aren't patient. I don't want to ever hear.
No, Lord. Well, you know what? And speaking of which, you talk about watching which way the butter gets spread, right?
You sound so
right
old
now,
today.
Right now, the Supreme...
Way the butter gets spread. You sound so old. If the holler got a crick, what does that tell you? The crick got a holler.
That's right. And you know which way the wind flows.
You do, because it's not from under your roof.
Okay.
It's not from under your roof.
That's
right. We're just making these things up.
That's
just,
right.
But feel
Cats
free to use
dogs.
Them. Feel free to
Cats
use them.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs don't play where the sun don't shine.
Lord have mercy.
Right? Has a truer thing been
Lord,
said? No.
Lord, Lord.
No.
And that are not never under baby Jesus' sky. Let me tell you, right now, we are watching which way the butter gets spread because the Supreme Court is talking about immunity. And if you don't know shit about this country, if you don't know one single thing, it is that we threw off the cloak of kingmanship for freedom and liberty in this republic.
it's a ridiculous argument, but I was listening to the arguments this morning and I wish I could say that it sounded like everybody got it, but I feel like the questioning of the government, the Department of Justice attorney, who's the one arguing that there is no such thing as absolute immunity for anyone, including, you know, obviously the president, I feel like he was getting really picked over by particular suck. And I wish he would stop thinking he's funny. It's really annoying to me. Like, stay in your lane and do what you do. But, you know,
drink and gamble.
Thank you. Listening to this, it's like, I thank God for Justice Jackson, right? Because she is the one, like, they got off into the weeds on this, like, areas of immunity idea that, like, okay, what's a public act? What's an act that's in your duty and what's not a presidential, you know, in your duty act? What's private versus, you know, office? And then within office, what's core and what isn't? And they were going off of this and Justice Ketanji was like, excuse me, I didn't think we were here to parse that out. I thought we were here on the claim of absolute immunity and not... But the implication is by this discussion is that there are places for criminal immunity. And I don't understand how there would be places for criminal immunity because you have to uphold the laws of the country. And that, like, it's just sort of like, and the lawyer who's arguing for immunity, like,
yeah,
I mean, it's the most ridiculous argument in the world. And I can't get over why nobody says, so what you're saying is that the current president could go shoot Trump in the head and argue that it's a part of his official duties, which I would argue it is also.
And be immune.
Because officially I expect you to protect us. So, and it's just sort of, listening to it, you would think it would be, like, they shouldn't have even taken it. But the fact that there's this much questioning on it is really confusing and upsetting to me. Because I'm like, this is simple. What you're being asked to say is, does a president have absolute criminal immunity? The answer has got to be no.
And I don't care what road you go down, because here's the thing. If you sit here and tell me that Donald Trump is immune from everything, then the current president is immune from whatever seeks to do. So let me tell you my issue here. And now I'm going to tell you this title, scream this title out at you. Trump falsely claims police turned away thousands from Manhattan courthouse and that supporters can't, quote, get near.
Okay. This is one you got to love. MSNBC can get a little sarcastic, you know, as a unit.
Right.
That's where you love this, because what they did is they had like Vaughn, Hilliard, and somebody else walk up and down the street to show ain't nobody hampering nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing. And they're like, no, there's like a handful of people. But, and this is what was amazing. The handful of people who were there to support Trump that they were trying to say, the reporter was like, actually, they're not there. They're just using the fact that there are a lot of press here to highlight their causes. They're not actually here for Trump. They're here because they believe something else and they know that there are cameras here.
Right.
They're not showing up because it's crazy.
Can I just ask this really quickly? And I need somebody to have my back on this. Why are we acting like Michael Cohen didn't go to fuck to jail for this very same thing? Mm-hmm. And not only did he go to jail, he went to jail and was threatened with more jail during Trump's whole entire presidency.
Yep.
And if what Michael Cohen did wasn't against the law,
why did he go to jail?
Why did he go to jail? Or why didn't President Trump sit there and, you know, what's the thing they do when
pardon? They
say you didn't do it anymore?
Pardon
them. Yeah. Why didn't he get pardoned?
Michael Cohen is, so far this week, we've just seen David Pecker. And somebody described him perfectly. I don't remember who it was, as he looks like the rich grandpa who lays by the pool all day and then comes up to have lunch with the grandkids. To the main house, you know, like that's his, like, it's, you know, it's fascinating how none of that makes sense. If it wasn't a crime, why did he get charged? Why did he get convicted? Why did he do time? If it's not a crime, and the idea that, I mean, when you've got Mitt Romney, you hear what Mitt said? Mitt?
No, not yet.
The outrage meter is up on Mitt, finally. Mitt said, I don't understand. I don't know, but it's, I don't think that people pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to not have sex with them. Like, that's Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is like, nothing about it makes any sense that Michael Cohen would go get a mortgage so that,
right,
to do something for Trump that he then got paid the exact amount of money for, but it wasn't for, that was just legal work, because, and it's legal work that Trump was thinking he could pay for in cash, because that's, everybody knows that lawyering, right, is a cash business. Like, they don't take checks or credit.
This is what I'm sitting here going, why are we even having this discussion? And then the whole even discussion of, should this be brought? But it was okay when we were punishing Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
For this very same action, for this deed done, everybody thought that he needed to be penalized for what
Trump
did.
You're right. Trump didn't pardon him. He didn't, you know, he
That's
didn't.
What
he, I don't think he could have pardoned him in that case, but because I think it was state level, right? But,
I guess so.
But he didn't, he certainly made no efforts to say it wasn't illegal for him, you know, and in fact, he didn't, you know, he wanted him to stay in jail. He kept trying to make sure that he stayed there.
But this is what I'm saying. Why are we acting like that didn't happen?
I just,
why is no one talking about that? Why are we acting as if Michael Cohen is this person who went to jail out of on something else?
Yeah, that had nothing to do with this, even though it's the exact same information. Yeah, but the really interesting thing to me about that is that we're back to the very first lie of the Trump administration, which was that millions of people were at the inauguration, right? That whole, like, right back to that lie again with thousands of people are trying to come. No, they're not. And he just says these things.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, it fits into a narrative that MAGA people like, so they just accept it.
And what's interesting is there is no real-time reporting out of Fox, no real-time reporting out of the courthouse. It is exactly the spin that Donald Trump wants you to believe is what they're saying is coming out of their mouths. This is what I found interesting is, but the whole Jesse Waters quote and retweeting of that moment. So Jesse Waters was saying basically that all these people are trying to, with an outside agenda, trying to get Trump, are trying to get on to this jury,
mm-hmm.
right? And then Trump added on to that idea. Then Jesse Waters came back 3 hours later and retweeted exactly what the idea that Trump put out. So it is so interesting watching this circular loop of information. Why it's like watching a tidal wave, a whirlpool is what I want to say, not a tidal wave, a whirlpool just deepen and deepen on its own force, you know, going down the drain.
They back engineered it. So Jesse Waters, he's a host on Fox News. And he put out something about the trial being, like you said, being unfair, the jury being made up of people who have lied to get their way on there, who, you know, hate Donald Trump. And then Trump said that Jesse Waters said that there are people who've lied their way onto this trial because they hate Trump, and added that, you know, some languaging that was very specifically, they know I'm innocent or whatever. And then Jesse Waters hours later came back and made the statement that Trump had at first said he'd made, but he hadn't. And it's like, you're like, this is really fascinating because could y'all just text each other? Like, I mean, Trump, just text. I know you got him. Just text him and be like, could you say it this way, please? Because that's all you're doing. You're creating a script.
Yes. And to your point, Angela, we are watching this week or listening and learning this week about the very same relationship he had with David Pecker. Somebody else in the quote-unquote publishing news realm where he was able and she had through Michael Cohen an absolute way to deposit what he wanted in print. He's just gotten better at it now. Now he's just got access to Jesse Waters and Hannity. Those are now his new arms. Yep. Of his propaganda machine. And to act like that isn't happening now while he's on trial for it.
It's like, does he have to demonstrate these crimes over and over and over again before, I want to hear the gag. I'm sitting here like, when are we getting the gag order ruling? Like, come on.
I know. Well, you know what? It's just all of it. And for me, you know, it reminds me of, you know, little Lord Fauntleroy, who's over here doing whatever the fuck he wants to do because he knows nobody is going to lay a hand on his golden hair and his velveteen booty. Okay? Nothing's going to happen to him. But speaking of nothing's going to happen, I have to give you your flowers, Angela.
For what?
Okay. Last week, because I argued with you and I did not believe when we were talking about Mike Henry
Johnson
separating those four bills. Johnson. I'm sorry, Mike Johnson, Mike Henry. I was like, I know it ain't Mike Henry. Mike Henry is the one who did the railway line,
Mike Henry?
Right?
Is that John Henry?
You know. Oh, I forget it. Forget it. Somebody will tell me.
John
Henry. That's John Henry.
So old today. You're using old railroad references now. Like. What did you not take your Centrum Silver?
Wait, this butter goes this spray. Morning
because
I have not had my medication yet today, y'all.
Okay, tell us.
Let me tell you how this butter goes spread. Biden signed legislation forcing TikTok's Chinese parent company to divest from its U.S. operations or face a nationwide ban. Y'all, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I really don't. I don't know if this government is stronger than TikTok. I really don't.
Dude.
I will see this. I will see.
Let me explain something to you. I like the TikTok. The idea, and because you've said this before about this, the idea that it hurts me more when my data is being mined by the Chinese government than by Meta, than by Facebook, than by, you know, and I get that it just seems like a very imperfect solution to this problem, right? Because you start banning social networks, that is a free speech problem. And the idea is, and they have to sell it. That's just sort of taking a property to the wealthy people in this country, which is, again, not in my interest. So I don't, you know, it doesn't really address that issue. And I think puts us in an even more sort of precarious situation. And, you know, I get that it's the idea that Chinese government's doing this and that makes it worse. But I just this does not seem like the answer to me to how you deal with that. And because I would say sometimes I get a notice that my data has been leaked from someplace. And I'm sure it's true for everyone that you're getting a little, you have the right to compensation, like one of those little lawsuit. I get one of those lawsuit things, I think, every week.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I signed up for the L'Occitane one because I love L'Occitane lawsuit. Well, and I got like a really serious, your data was really effed with through L'Occitane. Thing. So I signed up for it. And when I tell you L'Occitane has sent me a piece of this much paper saying we will sue you.
This much is like
two inches
in radio, like a couple inches deep. Yeah, 2 inches.
It's, you know, here's the thing for me. I'm sitting here going, when does it stop? Who is responsible? Because my stuff has been leaked. What I have to fight with on a daily basis is Norton says that you have sent, you owe us $325. And when I tell you, I deal with 30 of those a day.
Easily.
That's what I'm saying. Now, because of data breaches. And your shit being stolen and or sold. So I have to be an extra level of secretary for myself. You have stolen time, energy, effort. My husband, I have to stop him every 5 fucking minutes from clicking on one of those. No, you do no antivirus. No, you don't owe money. No, Netflix doesn't. I found out a couple months ago.
There is no prince from what is it that Trump made up? Nambia? There is no prince of Nambia.
Somebody was just using my email a couple of months ago and had for 2 months had a Netflix account in my name. And that is why you have to have things like Rocket Mortgage or Rocket Bill or whatever they're calling it now.
Which I actually though I'm this is my problem with them. I can't get rid of them.
No, you can't. They are insidious.
They won't release. It's not allowing me to cancel that. Like you can't trust the guard.
That's what I'm saying.
It's extremely frustrating. But that is the reality of right now. And did you see The Beekeeper?
No, what's it good?
It's the I liked it because it had, you know, I like a good revenge.
You do.
You know.
You like a fast pace.
I do. And I like justice being meted out in really illegal ways.
You do.
So, like, I really enjoy that. So, like, this is what happens because this is, you're going to be ready. Hold on to something because it's going to upset you. What happens is this huge data mining, you know, they get people's information and steal all their money. Corporation. Mm-hmm. They have call centers all over the country doing this. They take all of Felicia Rashad's money.
Not Felicia.
That's what I'm saying. Felicia Rashad's money. They take all Felicia. And you are so, and like, you're so upset with God because she's just, reminds you of everybody, and probably us in like a week, who are like right. being like, oh, somebody, right. she gets a message that her computer's been, you know, hacked. Call this number. She calls the number. It's these people. They get access to her screen. She gives it to them unknowingly.
Yeah.
And they take all of her money and all of her money from a charity that she was a part of. And she ends up killing herself because of this. And you are so mad when it goes down. You're like, I know these motherfuckers did not mess with Felicia Rashad. I know they did not. And then Jason Strathern, how you say his name?
Yeah,
Jason Strappy, he comes out and he makes all them regret it.
You know what? That's what we call in this household. He equalized.
Yes.
See, that's when Denzel just comes out and movies. He equalizes.
I love
everything.
Those movies. I can watch an equalizer.
I will watch an equalizer in a moment.
They
kind of
act like they were going to have any more. And I'm like, no, you can have more. Come on. This is never going to get tired.
You know what? I will watch him stumble his ass into equalizing people till he's in a wheelchair. I've already watched Denzel in the bone. What is it? The Bone Thief?
Bone Collector. That was bad. That was bad.
Bone
Collector.
That
one was bad with Angelina Jolie.
Okay, let me tell you something.
That's really...
Denzel could kill.
If you haven't seen the Bone Collector, he's paralyzed.
Okay.
It can only move like one little finger, and somehow, he wins a fight. He wins.
I told you at the beginning. I told you.
This man who is able to use. Somehow this guy puts his veins right up teeth. I don't understand. We're watching this fight. I know this is off topic, y'all, but it's really, we should go back and rewatch it because I'm like, we must not be remembering this correctly because he doesn't get killed. He doesn't get killed somehow.
And
you're
exactly
like, I don't understand what I'm looking at. This is a really...
Let me tell you something. You don't understand about a Denzel Washington movie. He is the star. He is going to be the linchpin of that whole
with
shit
his index
together.
Finger.
Okay.
With his index
I don't
finger.
Care. I don't care.
That's,
with his
that's
index
it.
Finger and his teeth. He is going to MacGyver this motherfucker into righteousness. We'll be right back after these messages. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion. Ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands ranch.com/Frangela today. We do need a movie show. We need a movie
show
because I think people would really...
We do.
Maybe we should just start doing one as a podcast. Y'all, write us at Frangela08@gmail.com if you want us to do a movie review podcast. Because I think we could pick a movie a week to talk about.
Well, and kill it. Okay, The Arizona House repealed a Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court upheld the 1864 law. Three state House Republicans joined Democrats in repealing the law that made abortion a felony, punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs one or helps a woman obtain one. The measure now heads to the state Senate and Arizona governor, Katie Hobbs, who would need to sign it to reinstate a 2022 law, which permitted abortions through 15 weeks of pregnancy. The reason why I wanted to read this is we are now hearing stories of women bleeding out and dying at emergency rooms. And we have a federal law on the books that says that if I show up to you, a medical institution, you have a responsibility to stabilize me. If I am bleeding, if I am hurt, if I am in harm's way, you are supposed to help me. Then send me on my way. Women are fucking dying, bleeding out because men don't fucking care.
Well, and women. I haven't been voting correctly. Carrie is really pushing it. She was for this ban, then against it. What, like last week she was against it. Now she back for it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know why we have to listen to her at all. I really don't.
Yeah. Then we got the Supreme Court appeared divided over whether Idaho's abortion ban is constitutional. The reason why we had Roe v. Wade is that we are a united state. Yeah,
my rights should not change state to state. That doesn't make any sense.
State to end.
They fought a really big war about it. Because we had non-slave states, right? We had non-slave states. So that there was a huge amount of time where that was okay to coexist. But it's not now.
Let me say this, and I'm going to say it over and over and over again. If we allow the establishment, the patriarchy, to establish control over women, which is more than 50% of the population, what hope is there for me as a Black person who is only 13% of the population? I can't fight back singularly. This is what I'm saying.
It's not actually 13% either, right?
Huh?
Not actually 13% either. That's the percentage of all Black people, not just women.
That's right. Yeah. Right. All Black people, you know? So my thing is that if what I'm looking at in this world is, if this is the fight we got for women, I need us to come harder. I really do. And we're exhausted. I know we are. Trump has, and this is the thing about fighting the devil. You got to renew your energy over and over and over again.
Because they're indefatigable. They have no end to their energy level. And that's you can never get sleepy on your rights, people.
No. No. I mean, because they're never going to get tired of trying to take them away from you.
Right. Speaking of which.
That's my issue. Nobody.
Yep.
Please.
In Arizona, they've indicted a bunch of fake electors, but left out of their indictment thus far Trump. But we'll see what happens with that. In Michigan, this is a Trump, Mark Meadows, and Rudy Giuliani were named as unindicted co-conspirators in the Michigan Attorney General's case against the state's 15 fake electors in the 2020 election. So we're seeing, and this is why it had to drop, right? The first suit, because what it's done is it's given people the gumption.
Yes.
To do what they do and prosecute crimes.
Exactly, Angela. To me, if you do not prosecute people who sat there and said, we are gonna prime ourselves to commit a crime. We're gonna commit the crime in effort to be in the place when these other people commit the crime to look like this doesn't look like a crime. It's a conspiracy. And if you do not, let me tell you something. If you do not correct it, people will do it again because they'll say, I didn't even get a slap on my wrist.
Yeah, it's not, the law's not a deterrent if you don't actually exercise it. It's only a deterrent.
No.
It only has the possibility of being a deterrent if people see it exercised, used. But if what they see is, it's, for example, this is a very different example in some many ways, but everybody, and I kind of mean to say everybody, drives 5 miles over the speed limit. It's illegal, technically.
Yep.
Right? Absolutely. That is speeding. However, we have an assumption that has been borne out by generations of people not having gotten tickets for driving, 5 miles or under above the speed limit. So everybody assumes, and in fact, when I have got speeding tickets, they don't charge me that 5. Like when they, because they do it by how many miles over you were going, they won't, that 5, they don't even, the police don't even include. So, but yet the law is there. And as a result, people feel like they can speed. And then we start getting into, well, what's 6 or 7 miles over, or 10? That's not much. Or 15, that's a little bit more, but certainly not outrageous. And that is the problem with things like that. That even though it's on the books that way, we don't see it. Now, see, if you're Black, what you understand is it doesn't matter. Right? None of that matters. You're going to get pulled over for a dim light on your license plate, which is, by the way, a subjective, sort of criteria. Maybe his glasses needed to be changed. Maybe his prescription's off. Who knows? But what I do know is that we don't have that 5 miles.
No, we don't. And so for me, I am excited about what's going down in Arizona. I'm excited about what's going down in Michigan because it's the very same thing that we're talking about with Trump. Well, do you have immunity? Are you a group and status? And these people believe they are. Mm-hmm. They believe that they are immune. They believe that no matter what they do, it is God-given. It is country-given. It is lawful because they want it.
Because
simply
they want it.
Because of their, however they feel is right. And at some point, you have got to meet rock and hard place. Justice Clarence Thomas chooses not to recuse himself from another January 6th related case. He is not, and here's the thing. Nobody, who's demanding it?
Well, this is the thing. And what I was saying to Francis before we started is, the problem I have even with this article is he hasn't refused to recuse himself because he hasn't spoken on the issue at all. At least not publicly. So what you can say is he hasn't recused himself. He has never, to my knowledge, recused himself from anything. But he didn't give a statement saying, I refuse to recuse myself. So, and I don't think, and I'm not defending him in that way. What I'm saying is, I don't think he thinks he needs to make that statement. I don't think he thinks he needs to answer to anyone. And quite frankly, he's right. What he's been shown, even with having some of, probably not financially questionable activities go down with Harlan Crow or whoever else, that what he has seen over and over again is that whatever, potential illegality there might have been in those moments, he can just amend his tax return. He can amend and he can go back and he can fulfill that part of it, but there's no actual consequence.
That's right.
For him. Thus, there is no deterrent.
That's right. And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails.
Right.
Emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. This is from Alex M.
Yes.
Hi, Frangela. Love listening to y'all and look forward to every new episode. Heard you were looking for more submissions, and my friend happened to send this story to me about an hour later. I figured it was a sign because I could pretty much hear y'all talking about it in my head already. I've pasted the article and text and link to follow. Thank you for all you do, Alex M. It's the one when a man, I think it's the one where the man kills his roommate because he took his Pop-Tart.
Oh, right.
I think it's that one.
Oh, that was a good one. That's a good one. Thank you. Eileen VS, thank you. She says, you are not it behind in your replies. You are prioritizing your work in a highly intelligent manner. If I already said this, I apologize. Leonard Cohen said this before he died. I wish the women would hurry up and take over. All the best, Eileen. Girl, you are so right,
you,
Eileen.
Because, you know, I put myself through it on the emails, getting back to people. Because a lot of times I've read them, we just haven't had a chance to respond.
That's right.
But this is Sharissa
uh-huh.
B.
Uh-huh.
Frangela, crazy lady who lives in Minnesota, yeah. Along with your number one fan, my spousal unit, John. I've started a quote list to record the memorable things you say on the show, podcast. This is what I'm doing to record quotes, funny things my kids said as soon as they could talk. The boys will now stop mid-conversation and say, wait, I have to put that in the quote book. Hang on a minute. We are nerds. Long story, not short. Here's a quote question for you or other listeners. Which one of you said, I wick faster?
Oh, that's me, for
yeah,
sure.
It's you. It's totally you. It's totally you.
It's totally me.
But I can faster? I tell you, it tickles me that you're writing down our quotes because I'm a big quote person. I love quotes. I have a book of quotes that I gather.
We do like quotes.
I do a quote every day on the refrigerator. You know, today's quote. Ooh, today's quote is good, friend. I'm going to let y'all know what today's quote is here.
Tell me what
it's from
today's
Benjamin
quote is.
Franklin, because he's actually very
oh,
good,
lovely.
Quotable man. But this is
valuable.
Today, he says, to succeed, jump as quickly at opportunities as you do to conclusions. Bam.
Ooh, go ahead, Benji. All right. And now resist wrap up.
So this week, as always, but we'd encourage you to go to campaignzero.org. They are a organization that's dedicated to public safety beyond policing, shrinking the reliance and power of the police to end mass incarceration. Fundamental fairness and accountability and transparency, direct support and advocacy for people who have been victims of police violence and categorizing that violence, making sure we know those numbers. It's a really good organization and you should definitely check them out and the work they do.
Yes, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.